getting real with Reality Wellness here on E-Radio. It's nice to connect again with Nikki Fisser, who is coming to us all the way from Canada. And she's been through quite a stressful time with moving all the way from South Africa to Canada. A very, very big move. So very fitting today is the topic, stress and your brain. Nikki, hello. Nice to talk to you again.
Hi there, Ian. Thanks for having me again. And yeah, all the way from sunny Canada. It's actually sunny today.
Oh, great. We still have a mixed bag of weather here in South Africa, but I can tell you it's definitely not spring yet. I'm not sure what happened to spring, but it's more like a mix of winter and something else. But anyway, we have some sunny days in between, but you have just immigrated. I mean, that's a massive, massive thing, very stressful, but also very exciting. How did you find it? Was it good?
Yeah, look, it was a difficult move. There was a lot to be done. I think it was the logistics of getting there and getting all your stuff there. And, you know, I was traveling with my daughter by myself. So it was a bit of an interesting trip as well.
Wow.
But yeah, it was definitely stressful. But I think that was what was important, was that I was just managing my stress as best I could. It was one of those that I just kept reminding myself, it's momentary. We're going to move past the stress, this experience of stress. I just got to keep my body calm and move on.
I think, yeah, that's probably very important to tell yourself that it's just momentary, you know, it's just a temporary as well. We shouldn't cause permanent damage because of something that's just happening temporarily, I should say.
Yes, no, 100%. I think it was a mantra that I had to keep saying to myself in the plane specifically with my daughter when she was panicking and when she was upset and things like that. There were moments where I was like, I'm so anxious. I really want to get out of this plane because, you know, there's just too much going on. Mm. But then I had to just kind of say to myself, I'm stuck here. I'm in it, the plane. I can't get out. But more than that, it's momentary. It's everyone's not complaining. It's okay. She's okay. I'm okay. We'll get through this momentary lapse of, yeah, just this moment of being upset and frustrated and angered by the whole situation. So I think, yeah, I just had to keep reminding myself, and that seemed to have calmed me somehow.
And now you are ready to give us some advice based on that experience as well. Stress in your brain. So, Nikki, what is the link between stress and your brain?
Okay, so when it comes to stress, I think just as a starting point, stress is just a response to any kind of perceived threat. And we know what stress is. Every person has experienced stress before. And so what happens when we feel stress is that our bodies release a certain hormone or specific hormones that start to put us into a fight, flight, or freeze response. And specifically, the hormones that it starts to release is things like cortisol and adrenaline and things like that. And when those hormones are released and you go into that fight, flight mode, what also happens along with that release of hormones is your body also goes into this. It starts to get inflammation, whether it's during or afterwards, your body becomes inflamed. And it's not just that inflammation that happens, also neuroinflammation can happen too, which is basically inflammation that happens around the brain and the spinal cord and things like that. And so what happens is when you're stressed, your body releases those hormones, it creates that inflammation, and that inflammation can also happen a little bit in the brain. Not bad, it's not like you're going to know, it's not noticeable, but it does then impact the brain.
Well, I can really imagine it, you know, because, you know, when you're going through a really stressful time, there's this feeling inside you. It's almost like a burning feeling in your chest and everywhere and your stomach. You can actually feel how it's eating you from inside and how bad it is for you. And I mean, yeah, it makes total sense to me. Inflammation all over. And, you know, we get upset tummies and all kinds of aches and pains and stuff just from stress. I mean, stress can do some really scary things to you. What does neuroinflammation do to you, Nikki?
So I think as a starting point to understand that inflammation itself is also not good for the body. And I mean, we would know that inflammation isn't good in general, but especially the inflammation that comes from stress, what often happens with that inflammation is that it's been linked to like different chronic illnesses and health conditions. And like you said, even yourself, when you're stressed and you know, you start that inflammation start, you start to notice your different parts of your body start to experience different things. Like you said, you get a burning in your chest and things like that. And that's what happens, is the body is now reacting to this adrenaline response. It's sending blood to certain parts of the body but not to others, so certain processes slow down, other things start to become more inflamed as a result, and that starts to flare up a lot of chronic conditions. But what also happens is when it comes to the neuroinflammation, because a lot of people think, oh, this just happens in the body, it does also happen to the brain too. When this neuroinflammation happens, is it actually starts to create conditions where your mental health starts to become impacted, and it's because signals are not being sent the way that they're supposed to. Your brain works with basically these things called neurotransmitters, where basically summation is it's basically sending a whole bunch of information or signals to other parts of your brain, and you know, to tell your body what to do. And what happens is when this inflammation is happening is those receptors aren't working so well, or it's not sending the messages like it's supposed to. So things are not working the way they're supposed to. And what they've actually found in quite recent studies is that neuroinflammation, especially if inflammation caused from stress, has actually been linked to things like depression or major depressive disorder and suicide ideation. And I mean, for psychologists, this is such a great thing to have found information on, because it means that we can actually manage a lot of these mental health conditions with medication or with some kind of physical reaction or response to it, because we now know our body, it's a physical thing, we can actually manage it really carefully. And that's also why doctors and medical professionals are always telling you there's so many dangers that come with stress and the harm that it has on your body. It's because when you're stressed, you're exposing your body to all these hormones that when they're consistently being exposed to, you're now not it's now causing bigger health issues long term. Some people might be thinking, oh my gosh, if I'm stressed now I'm going to have a mental health problem, I'm going to be depressed, I'm going to be suicidal. One day of stress is not going to cause all of this trauma to the body. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be this consistent exposure to stress. So if you're stressed every single day and this is a consistent thing for months or maybe years, then sure, then your body is going to feel it, because now your body is consistently being exposed to these hormones that are creating these reactions in your body. So it's more of the continuous exposure to stress as opposed to the stress itself that becomes the problem. Because if you consistently expose, it will lead you from acute stress to chronic stress as well as burnout, which is when things really start to impact your body quite a lot.
Yeah, no, that's very, very scary, Nikki, if it actually gets to that stage. And that's why managing stress is so important. Can you tell us about managing stress and why it's so important?
Well, managing stress is important because when you manage your stress, you're able to take control of your body's response to those stressful situations, which means that the outcome of that stress, so how you respond to that stress, is going to change. So you're not going to be as stressed out by that situation that is causing the stress. Whereas if you're someone who doesn't manage your stress well, it might be much bigger than what it truly is. And I mean, think about an example in your own life. So if you think about, I've had a really stressful day, you come home and your child is drawing on the wall, already because you're so stressed, you're going to freak out and you're going to have a bigger reaction. Things are going to be very different. And you're going to be even more stressed by that, because you're going to think, oh my gosh, now I've got to repaint the entire wall. Turns out that, oh, it wasn't that bad. I could have actually just used soap and water and it got it off. But it seems so much bigger than what it truly was in that moment in time. And so it's really important, if you know how to manage your stress well, your reaction to that thing would have been different. But also, you wouldn't have been as stressed out and catastrophizing such a small thing. So it's important to manage it in that way. But also what you want to do is reduce the amount of exposure to the stress or the stressor as much as you can. When you reduce that amount, you're actually managing your stress better. So what I really want to talk about is that when you want to manage stress, you need to think about, how do I reduce exposure? How do I minimize the impact on my body? And then also, how do I reduce the amount of time that I'm exposed to that stress? Those are important things, because now by managing that stress, you're going to look after your body. Why it's important is because stress really is a silent killer. There actually is a documentary out on this, but it's really important to understand that it does, because not only does it impact your mental health, like I mentioned, the physical health that it impacts is also something that you need to be mindful of. Like, for example, high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, you know, you get a lot of stomach problems, like IBS, cancer, and things like that. All of those things are the result, not that it's necessarily only a result of stress, but stress creates higher risk towards and propensity towards those particular ailments. So it's so important for us to manage our stress, because it is going to help us live a healthier life, a better life, and a longer life.
So true, Nikki. And I mean, stress puts incredible pressure on your body. I mean, like I said earlier, you can actually feel how bad it is for your body. Chronic stress, even more so. Not just having a bad day or even a bad week, but just chronic stress. I mean, you can just feel how bad it is for you. I don't know about other people, but I can certainly feel how bad it is for me. And then also what you mentioned, you know, overreacting, like the child drawing on the wall. That's so true. I've seen that in myself so many times, where afterwards I was wondering, why did I have such a big reaction? And then I realized, but I am freaking stressed, and this is why. And then I feel a bit shy afterwards. I'm like, oh no, I was like really overreacting, and now I would do it differently. But anyway, so managing stress is very important. Have you got some tips for us how we can manage our stress better?
Absolutely. And I'll go into that now, but I also want to point out something that you mentioned. It's like, also, like you said, you feel a bit embarrassed afterwards. Something else about managing, with, like, you know, if you're someone who's very stressed or in a really stressful situation, you don't even realize that stress can also impact your daily life and your relationships with people, because of how you interact with them and the decisions you make.
Yeah.
You make very rash decisions when you are not in the right headspace because you're stressed. And I mean, an example would be like having financial problems. Like, for example, I make a bad decision with my money because I'm stressed. I'm not really thinking things through. And then that creates this other cycle of problems that I didn't really want to get into. So with that said, what can you do to manage stress? Like I mentioned earlier, it's really important to have, and I mean, I'll just create three rules. Try to focus on reducing exposure to your stress. Try and minimize the impact the stress has on your body and your mind, or try to reduce the amount of time you're exposed to the stress. And I'm going to explain what that means, but those sort of three rules will generally help you with managing stress. There's a lot of other things you can add to it, but I'm giving you the three main ones that would generally help with managing stress. So when I talk about reducing exposure to stress, I mean, if you can avoid dealing with the stress altogether, so I don't get exposed to the stress at all, that would be great. But in reality, that's not always going to be the case, right? But when you feel that you're stressed, you need to know that you're stressed. And so a really important part about reducing exposure is knowing when you're stressed and what creates stress for you. So I know that if I see a particular person in my space that causes stress because I don't like them, as an example. So can I avoid having that person in my space? If I can, then I'm going to just avoid the spaces where they're in, right? But if I can't do that, then I need to know how to calm my body down when they're around, or I need to try and limit my interactions with them to try and reduce the amount of time that I'm exposed to the stress. I'm just using that as an example. But in order for you to know your stress, you need to know your body well. You need to know, what are my signs for stress? How do I know I'm stressed? When do I, you know, how quickly can I pick it up? And then how quickly can I calm down? So you got to do check-ins with yourself every day and know your body. And know what it means when your body's reacting a certain way. When it comes to minimizing the impact on your body, that's when you recognize, I'm not feeling well, I'm feeling really stressed, I can't avoid the stressor, so I need to calm my body down around the stressor so that I can manage how I react to the stress better. So in other words, breathing exercises or grounding exercises, something that's going to force my body to actually physically calm down. And a nice way to do that is also to do regular meditations, because that teaches you how to calm your body down quicker, because it's a practice that your body can learn. It's a breathing technique that your body will now go, okay, I need to calm down. Let me use this breathing technique in my meditations, and it calms your body down. So you're basically just hacking your body to get it down to a point where you can manage it well, so you don't have that inflammation so quickly, so you're not having that fight or flight response, and also so that you're not so worked up when this situation comes up, and you're making better decisions. And then that brings us to the final point, which was the reducing the time of exposure. If that person is around you and you're feeling frustrated, you've calmed your body down, as an example, now I can kind of see, okay, what does this person want? Oh, they just want this. Okay, so let me try and reduce my interactions with this person so I'm not feeling irritated. But that's not just a person. Let's talk about things that cause stress. Like, for example, might be a certain amount of work that you have to do. It might be certain things that you're procrastinating. It could be even just maybe not having enough resources to get the work that you need done. So it's about really organizing your time, your space, your environment, your resources, so that you can actually use that effectively, and that you can actually complete what you need to get done to get it out the way, so that you no longer have to worry about that thing anymore. So it's really just time management, task management, and resource management, so that you can actually finish up what you need to, get it out the way, and move on. Don't procrastinate on it and leave it sitting in the back of your mind. It's so you can just move forward and get out of that space. That's going to be things that are going to reduce your time in experiencing the stress. So that's what I really mean. It's managing your space so you're not stressed anymore.
Nikki, this has been very insightful and helpful today. Thank you so much. And I know it's going to help a lot of our listeners as well. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us and also your personal experience. And I really hope that the days ahead will be stress-free for you and also for me.
Hopefully. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. And until we chat again, our next episode will be on pursuing happiness, something a little bit more positive. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.